Good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
So I have a question to ask you. That question is, are you ready to die? Now, for many of us, this question can be unsettling and even difficult to entertain. Are you ready to die? But if we're not ready to die, then are we really ready to live? Our old friend Suzuki Roshi from the San Francisco Zen Center, the author of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, said, "To live in the realm of Buddha nature means to die as a small being, moment by moment by moment." Similarly, Japanese Zen master Shido Bunin, in the first line of a Waka poem, wrote, "Die while alive and be completely dead." Now, exactly what are these teachers referring to? What do they mean? They're referring to the death of our idea of this moment and to the death of our idea of who it is that is experiencing this moment. In Zen, we refer to this as the great death. Zen master Dzogen described it this way: "The whole universe shatters into 100 pieces. In the great death, there is no heaven. There is no earth. Once body and mind have turned over, there is only this to say: past mind cannot be grasped. Present mind cannot be grasped. Future mind cannot be grasped." So in practical terms, if I'm grounded in the idea that I'm Carl and you are you, then my experience is that we are different and we are separate. If my mind is still, that is, it stops producing ideas of who Carl is and who you are, I have a very different experience. I directly experience that we are not separate, but that we are one. I also experience that I am not less because of the death of this idea of a separate self, a separate Carl. I actually become much more. French philosopher and mathematician René Descartes said famously, "I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am." From the Zen experience, we would say, "I don't think, therefore I am not." Non-thinking, which is the same as saying a still mind, is death to a separate self and a separate reality. Kalu Rinpoche expressed it in this way when he said, "You live in illusions and in the appearance of things, but there is a reality beyond this illusion, and you are that reality. When you recognize this, you will realize that you are really nothing, and being nothing, you are everything." It's sort of ironic, you know, if I were to tell you, you know, you're nothing. Most people would be offended. Now, part of it is the way in which I said it. If you think about it, "you are nothing" is the ultimate compliment of our practice. Dying this great death actually brings us to life. It brings us to life in ways that we can't imagine. Through this process, we realize fully who we are. We realize what is referred to as our Buddha nature, our true selves. And this experience transforms how we live our lives. But as Suzuki pointed out, we must die into each moment. It's not just a one-time deal. To be alive, we must continually be dying. So if you look at it from the relative side, and you think about death, about dying. What makes death so frightening? What makes it something that we want to turn away from, to not even think about, not even take up, not talk about? It's the sense that we have that we are a separate self that is going to go out of existence. That's just an idea. If that idea drops away, we are really free to not only die, but to live without fear, without anxiety. There is nothing to lose. 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. And finally, a haiku. Barns burnt down, now I can see the moon. Thank you.